W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Thousands of supporters for Israel are turning out for the March for Israel rally today in Washington, D.C. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more.
Rabbi Adam Raskin from Potomac, Maryland, says he came to the March for Israel in Washington, D.C. in order to show solidarity with fellow supporters of Israel.
There's been an explosion of anti-Semitism, an explosion of critique of Israel for the war that was forced upon Israel. What this represents is the ability to be together, to be unified, to feel strengthened by each other from Jews all around the country of all different backgrounds.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
GOP House Leader Mike Johnson set to bring his resolution to the floor today to avert a government shutdown. Funding runs out Friday. The measure would fund the government through January, but he may not have the votes to pass it. President Biden heads to San Francisco today. He'll take part in the APEC summit. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Matt Flynn.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers are one step closer to spending more than $500 million for upkeep to American Family Field. An amended bill passed the state Senate this morning and is headed back to the Assembly this afternoon. Assembly leaders and Governor Evers have said they support the amended bill that aims to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Monique Minkins is director of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. She says many domestic violence deaths are preventable.
Domestic violence and firearms are a lethal combination. Victims are five times more likely to be murdered when their abusers have access to a gun.
Convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns since a state Supreme Court ruling last year. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Green Bay public school students might be looking at an extra spring break thanks to the NFL draft. The district is considering starting school a week early in August of 2025 so kids can have off the week of the NFL draft. The district will have to apply for a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction. Wisconsin law does not permit schools to start prior to September 1st. The NFL draft will be held in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th in 2025. If you're a substitute teacher in Manitowoc, you can expect a bigger paycheck. The Manitowoc School District is raising teacher pay for subs. WLUK-TV reports that pay will go up, hoping to encourage people that are qualified to give it a try. The move comes in response to a shortage of substitutes. Guest teachers in Manitowoc can make anywhere from $180 to $250 a day, depending on qualifications. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 43. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 60. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon fight edition, Dub.
Hey,
for a change, it might not be us.
It's not us. No, not us. We're the lovers, man, not the fighters. Good to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all.
We've had at least two brouhahas in DC today, Dub. Little red on red violence. Apparently, the former speaker Kevin McCarthy accused of kidney elbowing one of the guys that voted him out of the speakership. So you can see where there might be some bad blood going on there, Dom. And the other one, a GOP senator, literally said, "I will fight you" during an open Senate hearing. Wanted to fight a guy, Dom. What the hell is going on here?
That's no lie.
And
a lot of bros, man. A lot of bros in the Republican Party these days.
You know, it's interesting. I was seeking coverage of the little run-in, the brouhaha between the former speaker, the alleged brouhaha, because, you know, he sort of half denies it and sort of half acknowledges it. But here's what I found at the ABC News. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burkett, one of the 8 Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership last month, claimed to ABC News that McCarthy elbowed him in the back after the House GOP meeting on Tuesday morning. They went into a caucus meeting. He came out to do a little NPR interview, this Burkett. And McCarthy comes out and gives him a little kidney shot.
Wow.
He just elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. It was a cheap shot, he said. Now, McCarthy denied this, according to an NPR reporter who said she witnessed part of the altercation and published the audio of what she saw. He later told ABC News senior correspondent Rachel Scott, "I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Burchett runs up to me afterwards. I didn't know what he was talking about." And then McCarthy, the former speaker, says this, "If I would hit somebody, they would know I hit them."
Oh, see, it just keeps getting more bro sesh every day with these folks.
Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter, and I've heard him describe it. He went on the Clay and Buck immediately to complain mightily, snowflake status and all that kind of stuff. Victimhood, Dom. Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter when McCarthy walked behind him and allegedly, Dom, put his elbow intentionally into Burkett's back. Burkett said he was pushed forward and then followed McCarthy down the hallway to confront him. I chased after him. I mean, because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what the heck just happened? According to the NPR reporter, Burchett asked McCarthy, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? The former speaker responded, I didn't elbow you in the back. And Burchett replied, you got no guts. You did so. Very mature. Now
we've had both of these gentlemen. I mean, really living up to their standing in office.
Dominic on Tuesday afternoon asked to respond to Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, another Republican critic, filing an ethics complaint against him over the alleged episode. McCarthy jokingly expressed relief, adding that he may run for re-election just so he can be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee in the 119th Congress. Gaetz has long been under ethics investigation, but he's pushed back, suggesting it's politically motivated. McCarthy also said he had no knowledge, Dom, of the alleged shoulder-checking former Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, as Kinzinger wrote about in the book, you're bringing something up I know nothing of, he said. I don't know what that means. Kinzinger accused him also of shoulder-checking him? Is he an old hockey guy? I mean, I thought McCarthy was from California, but maybe he grew up on the icy rinks in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, Tom. Maybe thinks he's one of the Hansen triplets.
And
just, those guys used to put tinfoil on their knuckles.
I had to look it up. Polling for Congress as a whole, congressional job approval. I saw this one from, looks like last week, Economist YouGov. Congress has an approval rating of 18, disapprove of 63. Wonder why that is. Low.
The disapproval could be higher.
I mean, it could be higher. I mean, Biden's more than almost triple the approval of Congress.